Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sheffield in Focus is a magazine show that's a particular interest to people with low or no vision. We have guests,
library services,
what's on at the pictures,
theatre,
gossip,
events, general knowledge quiz,
poems
and stories. Tune in Tuesdays 3-5 on 93.2 FM.
That's Sheffield in Focus.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippitt Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Oh, what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? Wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to flash above the shop. I cut your hair.
Oh yeah, you'll never live like common people. You'll never live like common people.
Wow, what a song to kick off this. It's a bit of a sad show, this one, as last weekend we said goodbye to arguably the most iconic music venue, not only in Yorkshire, but in Sheffield. This is Communities Live, of course, with myself, Oliver Dixon, and...
Chris and Ali. How you doing, Oliver?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. Back again?
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks now, hasn't it? And glad to be back here doing Communities Live, and looking forward to what you've got in store for us, Oliver.
Indeed. As I just mentioned, it is it's a bit of an emotional show today, because, as I said, we've said goodbye to the Lead Mill the weekend just gone, with the final events last Saturday. It's been a very sad week in the last couple of months for the people of Sheffield and the music scene as well, hasn't it, Chris?
It has. I mean, it's like you've taken away such an iconic venue. And I mean, like, you had the likes of Arctic Monkeys, Coldplay, Kiefer Sutherland. I mean, all the big names have actually played at that iconic venue, and it's gone
forever.
It's gone in the floor. I mean, the group who was said who's bought it now said that the Lead Mill will not be closing. However, what does that mean? Does that mean it's going to stay as the Lead Mill, or is it going to be something else completely new entirely?
Not sure if it's a listed building or not. I mean, if it's not, I think it should be, because before that, it was a community centre and also a flour mill, hence the name. But for 45 years, it's been the scene of some iconic music. I mean, Pulp were one of the first bands to play there, and their first, you know, performance in 1980, August 16th, was the start of them and the making of them. And, you know, we had songs such as Common People and Disco 2000. They've just been at Glastonbury, of course, last weekend as well, and they'll be headlining the Friday night at Tramlines. But if it wasn't for the Lead Mill, that might not be the case now.
But that's it. I mean, it's like it gave us so much musical influences as well. I mean, like I said, you had your Arctic Monkeys, you had Human League, Def Leppard even.
2 years ago, I think, yeah.
Yeah, Def Leppard even came to do a surprise show before the actual tour at the Bramall Lane Football Club. And it's been a huge part of our history. And now that history is, it's a shame, really, because that history is now gone. And, I mean, people don't like change, which I've got to say I agree. I mean, it just makes you wonder, what have we got to look forward to now? Because a lot of our history has been changed. What would you say to that, Oliver?
You know, it's a change that not a lot of people, well, nobody really likes. I mean, outside of Sheffield as well, I mean, there's people in, you know, London, like Manchester, across the UK, really,
sure.
Because, and they all talk about the Lead Mill. I mean, when I was at university, I had friends from all over the country, and they're like, oh, I love the Lead Mill. I'd either love to go, or I've been before. I never got the opportunity to visit there, unfortunately. I wish I did, looking back now, but...
And, I mean, another iconic venue that was gone, I mean, about over a decade ago, maybe even longer, actually, and that was Don Valley Stadium.
Indeed, yes, I remember that.
Where Michael Jackson played, and Tina Turner, all the big Def Leppard. I mean, that was an iconic venue.
The Rolling Stones as well.
Yeah, and that was an iconic venue, and they've got rid of that, and they've turned it into a college now.
I mean, it did have a rich sport history as well.
Yeah.
And we also had Rotherham United played there before the New York Stadium was built after they left Millmore. The other venue that's just come to mind is the Roxy Club, which is where the O2 Academy is now. That was another iconic venue that we've lost in Sheffield as well.
I think the O2, it's actually coming back to opening up again now.
Yeah, there's been work, I think.
Yeah, I think there's been some safety issues with the building. I mean, I don't actually remember what it is, but I do remember that there was some safety issues, and we had to cancel a lot of gigs for the building. So whether it's open back up now,
I think it's soon from what I've read, but I can't give you an exact date or time.
Yeah, so we'll watch this space, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get back to you later on that. So Oliver, I mean, what have you got next for us?
Well, we're going to go into some more music, and this is another sort of like another Sheffield royalty of music, and the Leadmill once again helped this band along and became a worldwide phenomenon, but they've never forgotten their roots. It is, of course, the Arctic Monkeys, and I'm going to play this song because it's one of my personal favourites as well.
Someone to kick you. There's not a net you couldn't slip through. Or at least that's the impression I get. Cause you're smooth bang, you're wet. And she's not aware yet, but she's yours. She'll be saying, use me. Show me the jacuzzi. I imagine that it's there on a plate. You're our rendezvous rate. Means that you'll never be fry. I'm to make them wait for a while. I doubt it's your style not to get what you set. The eyes are on fire.
and two of the, you could say, like, foundations of Sheffield music. We had the Arctic Monkeys with Brian Storm and Def Leppard with Animal. They've both performed at the Red Mill as well, of course. Arctic Monkeys in 2006 and Def Leppard just 2 years ago.
I mean, Def Leppard, I mean, legends. And I mean, absolute. I mean, they're definitely up there with Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses, I would say. That's my opinion. I mean, one of the greatest rock bands in history. And if you're listening, Def Leppard, I would love to have an interview with you. So please come down to our studio one day.
I mean, just the other week, actually, I found a fact. My dad told me this. They weren't actually too famous in Sheffield when they were when they first founded. They were more famous in America than they were in the UK.
It's strange. I mean, Americans, I think they like Bon Jovi's and they like hard rock bands and stuff like that. I mean, you got your Guns N' Roses, you got your Whitesnake, you got Bon Jovi. I mean, there's so many heavy metal bands, and I mean, I think they thrive on it, really, don't they? If you get what I mean. But like you say, it's surprising that they're not as popular in the UK. To say that we come from Sheffield and that we're more popular in America, but if you break into America, I think you made it anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I mean, America's the I think the place to be when you really say I've made my name here and I've done it now. But they, both bands have never forgotten their roots, despite Arctic Monkeys relocating to America a few years ago. And but they've never forgotten. I mean, Arctic Monkeys have done plenty of performances in and around Sheffield from their early days to modern day. As with Def Leppard when they performed at Bramall Lane a couple of years ago, as well as the Red Mill, of course.
I mean, I want to ask you this, Oliver. I mean, and I'm not, I don't want to get too controversial about it, but do you feel like music has gotten easier to get into with now that we've got like social media and today's technology compared to what it was about 30 years ago when you had to rely on a record label to try and pick you up, or you had to perform in pubs and clubs and stuff like that to actually make a living? But a lot of people now use social media. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, social media is a great way of performing. Well, performing, like showing your performance and promoting yourself. But at the end of the day, sometimes you get found out with gigs, like a pub or club might contact you saying, "Hi, we would like you to perform here," and we'll make your name. So there's not too much of a difference between an old record label company picking you up,
yes,
and now using social media, because at the end of the day, you get picked up regardless. And sometimes you get in the big league, sometimes it doesn't work out.
I mean, it's like I've met so many musicians during my time at Sheffield Live. I mean, I've interviewed quite a few big names, say like Russell Watson, E17, and they all said the same, really. They all said, like, you've got to try and learn the ropes, really, but, you know, perform at pubs and clubs and stuff like that, you know, always start from the bottom.
And work your way
up. And work your way up, because, I mean, you get, like, talent shows, and I'm not against talent shows, but it's like, that's kind of a way of cheating, really, if you get what I mean, because it's like, that's just like a five minute fame job, if you get what I mean.
Mm.
And we haven't had proper experience. I mean, some of them have got great voices, yeah, great, but there's a lot more to music than just having a great voice, don't you think?
Absolutely, and I've seen on like talent, Britain's Got Talent, X Factor, The Voice, but not a lot actually end up doing something after. Like, they don't get into worldwide fame. I mean, some of them have, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
There's been some products from talent shows and music shows that have gone on to do really well for themselves.
I mean, the ones I've seen more that are more successful from X Factor was One Direction, Little Mix, and Olly Murs.
They're like the top three.
And Olly Murs, I mean, do you know what the surprising thing about it is? That Olly Murs and One Direction were the runners-up. They weren't the winners.
No.
And yet...
They're doing better than the winners.
Exactly. So
ironic.
It's a strange carry-on, isn't it?
It is. Like, I didn't actually know that. I didn't like click in my mind when you just said that, but the runners-up have gone on to do better than the winners, which...
Yeah.
I find that fantastic, actually.
I mean... And like I say, there's no wrong in going on a tele show. We're not saying that. It's just that I think a lot of people don't realise how much work goes into music. Because it's like, it's all right going on to a tele show, but you need to find that. But you need to find your own identity as well. Because a lot of these talent shows, you're singing a lot of well-known songs like, say, Purple Rain or... The Way You Make Me Feel, stuff like that, and Michael Jackson stuff. You know, it's all the greatest hits, all the greatest songs from bands that have been done long ago. Whereas I think a lot of people now will want to hear your own material. And I mean, this is my opinion. I mean, I might be completely wrong with what I'm saying. But I think, like, if you don't have your own material and you don't have your own identity,
won't go far.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you can be a copy of a certain artist, say like Freddie Mercury, which there is a lot of Freddie Mercury tributes. I mean, but if you don't have your own identity, it's going to be difficult.
And even if you, like, some of the tributes I've seen, they're great, and they always bring great crowds, but they're not the person.
I mean, if you don't,
and they never will be.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do tributes, and you know, it's great, you know. And but it's like, if you want to break into music on your own, you need to find your own identity, and that's what a lot of musicians have told me when I want to interview them.
Just like going back to the Lead Mill, I mean, with tribute bands, there's been plenty of tribute bands who've done gigs at the Lead Mill. We've had the Arctic Monkeys tribute band. We've had a Killers.
Yeah,
tribute band. We've had a Sam Fender tribute act. So there's been plenty. I mean, and they are good. I've seen some in person. I've heard some.
And I think, to be honest, I mean, once you made it into the Lead, once you performed at the Lead Mill, you've made it. That's what it was.
Set.
That's what it was at the time, wasn't it? You know what I mean?
I mean, it's still, that was like going up to modern day, just before closure. There was a lot of bands who perform there, and now they've been doing Glastonbury, Tramlines, and worldwide festivals as well.
Yeah, and I mean, we played Pulp earlier, and they were a surprise guest for Glastonbury, even though Glastonbury said to us that we weren't interested at the time. But
well.
I think they wanted to keep that little surprise, though, didn't we? You know, it's like... We changed the name to, was it Patchwork or something like that?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it Patchwork? Yeah. And we didn't have a clue who Patchwork was. And it just turned out to be Pulp.
I mean, I thought Patchwork, before I discovered it was Pulp, I thought Patchwork were... they thought they were like a local... Well, not local, like a little indie band or something, like a techno or something.
Yeah.
But no, Pulp just showed up and stole the crowd, really. I mean, I've seen the videos online and I watched it over the weekend. Common People in Disco 2000 got the crowd, like, really, really going.
Yeah, and I mean, you know what? I'm actually looking forward to Tramlines now. I mean, are you going to Tramlines, Oliver?
I'm not. I didn't get a ticket. I might be volunteering there, like, on the gates. So I might catch a glimpse of, you know, whoever. Hopefully Pulp on the Friday, sold out as well, which would be a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's... going as well.
I mean, I'm going to Tramlines because I've got a few interviews lined up for Tramlines. But I'll have to get you in next year if you're still with us next year. And
I'm pretty confident I will be.
And well, I hope you are, because I mean, I love the company, because it's been so strange doing it on my own, because when you do it on your own, it's a long hour.
Only so much you can say.
And yeah, exactly. And it's more, I'll be honest, it's more music than music.
Talking.
Yeah. So, and I want to say to our people who want to actually join our new show, I mean, we are currently looking for volunteers, so if you are interested in either presenting or producing, you don't have to come into the studio. If you are able to take a behind-the-scenes role, we're more than happy to do that. If you want to get in touch with me at chrisanally89@gmail.com, we also have our very own Communities Live Facebook page, and we also have our very own Sheffield Live website as well.
And please get in touch with Chris or Sheffield Live ourselves. But we're going to go back to some music now. We're going to move away from Sheffield for now. We're going to go across the Pennines to quite a well-known Manchester band. And no, it's not Oasis this time, but I saw a video of Final Red Mill Night on Saturday, and this song got played, and the atmosphere was just crazy from what I saw. So I'm just going to leave you with this one.
It's not big, you're definitely not cool. conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Well, the truth may need some rearranging.
Stories to be told.
I'm plain to see the facts are changing.
Conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning.
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Deep feeling, fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong.
And two songs there, actually, we decided, like, a last minute, with a request from Chris, we had Not 19 Forever by the Cortinas, and we went straight back to Sheffield with Human League's Fascination. And Chris, you've got a fun fact about the Human League, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, great band, Human League. Absolutely classic Sheffield at its best. But did you know that they actually weren't called the Human League at the start? They were founded, they were created in 1977 in Sheffield, and they were also known as the Future in 1977, before they changed the name, and it was like they were called The Men, The League, and The League Unlimited Orchestra in 1982, which is quite strange.
I didn't know this, honestly.
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, I'm so glad we changed it to The Human League, because it's their identity,
yeah. And that's how they've become well known.
And also, Martin Ware was also a member of that band, and he's now performing as Heaven 17. So I don't know. I think we had a few disagreements with the way the band should be, and Martin Ware left the band and made his own band, Heaven 17, and they gave us another great song called Temptation.
Great song, yes.
And Human League, today. I think they were well. They were well ahead of their time. Yeah, because they were very futuristic,
which was unheard of course. Yeah. In that time.
Yeah, and again, I mean, it's like you can't get that sound. Nah, I mean, I think the sound now has changed so dramatically, and it's more computerized than it is. If you get, do you follow what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying here.
I'm trying to put it into a way where I don't want to get into trouble with anybody, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know where you're coming from.
But yeah, I think music now has become more technology focused.
Yeah.
Than actually live. And
AI's playing a part with that, I think. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of
It's quite scary with AI. Yeah, it's quite scary.
Never thought I'd see it.
I mean, I'm not just talking about music. I mean, AI's taking control over everything now, and it's quite scary. And you know what? I mean, people, you're going to laugh at me with saying this. It's like Terminator is coming to life. and it really is. I mean,
you would never think
That we're going to live in a world where AI is possible. And I mean, about 40 years ago, 40, 50 years ago, when the film came out, it was actually quite frightening that we're living in that they could think of.
And now
like
it's on
that.
Its way to becoming the reality.
It's actually coming closer to reality. And it's taken over jobs, it's taken over our daily lives, it's taken and over music, it's taken over films. You know, it's frightening. It's really frightening.
It is. But just going back to Human League before we move on to the next song, they had a very close relationship with the lead mill, didn't they?
They did. I mean, I don't know about their history with the lead mill, but I mean, again, all iconic bands came from the lead mill or venues from Sheffield. And, I'm just sad to see it go, really. I mean, I've never been to the lead mill itself, I'll be honest. I mean, I've always wanted to go.
I've been wanting to go, but unfortunately now.
But, I mean, it just makes you wonder what the future's going to hold for the venue. I mean, hopefully it's going to be the same as what it is with just new owners. Or is it going to change altogether? It remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Even with the newer, I'm not saying anything like bad towards the new owners, but it will never be the same as its original state.
Yeah.
You just won't get the atmosphere, the feeling when you go to the lead mill like last time.
I mean, you're taking away, if you change, how do I put it? If it ain't broke, don't fix.
Exactly. That's a very good phrase, actually, Chris.
If it ain't broke.
So much meaning at the minute.
And a lot of people don't want change, which a lot of people don't want change. I mean, you could say that you're going to refurbish the whole lead mill, but is that what people want? And I don't think people of Sheffield want that.
No, because it's iconic for how it looks now, and it forever will be. And as you've just mentioned, if it's broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. So, I mean, just unfortunately, like we say, I mean, we just have to wait and see what happens in the future. I mean, there's not a lot anybody can do now. We just have to wait and see what happens. What we new owners decide to do with it, whether we keep it as they are or if they're going to change things, remains to be seen.
Indeed. We're going to go back to another song and yet another pretty iconic band from Sheffield. And this is one of their most famous songs, and it's another favourite of ours.
Your reason for living, your reason for living. one day you'll find true love. I say maybe there must be a solution to the one thing we can find.
Sisters and brothers should help each other.
ABC with The Look of Love here on Sheffield Live. Another great song, Chris.
Yeah, Martin Fry, what a tune. I mean, great singer, great song, and a great band as well.
It's a great album, The Lexicon of Love. I think we've got it on vinyl at home as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, they've been going as long as Human League, I think, haven't they? I mean,
yeah, around the same time, yeah.
Yeah, I can't say exactly when, but again, great band. And so, Oliver, you want to still talk about the Lead Mill?
Yes, I mean, there's been a couple of well-known bands from elsewhere. I'm talking America here, and everybody knows The Killers and Kings of Leon, but they also started at the Lead Mill in their early days. Kings of Leon in 2003 and The Killers in 2004. And look where both bands are now. They're two very successful bands. Mm-hmm. The Killers have one of the most streamed songs in history that will get played shortly. And guess what it is?
I can't guess what it is, actually. I'm going to say it's Mr. Brightside.
Well, let's find out.
Stomach is
Arguably floor filler song every year, that was Mr. Brightside by The Killers, and always gets a crowd going, doesn't it?
You know, that's one of the old-time classics as well, Killers, Mr. Brightside. I mean, brilliant band, and, you know, I would love to see them live.
Same, but especially in the Leadmill as well, when not just when they performed, but the club nights hosted Leadmill Fridays, and the disco just gone last Saturday. This was always played, I'm pretty sure, and it gets the crowd going, everybody singing along, jumping along, dancing.
Yeah. I mean, my brother Matthew has been to see The Killers, which I'm a bit jealous of, because and he's actually got to meet Brendan Fowles himself as well. So he's a massive fan. As you can see, he's got every single vinyl, he's got every single album. He's actually met the man himself. He went to every single solo show as well. He went to Brendan Fowles' solo show as well, and. Yeah, you could say he's a massive follower, you could say that.
I mean, when they did the UK tour last year, I remember, they did the O2 Arena in London, and that was when the Euro semi-final was on, when we just beat the Netherlands, and yeah. I remember they screened the last moments, and then it went straight into Mr. Brightside, into the celebrations, which you couldn't time that perfectly.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, we need more songs like that where you're going to get to, you know, you can have a celebration with us. I mean, you got, like, Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
It's kind of like the adopted theme songs of England.
Yeah, and I mean, you've got, like, The Killers, well, who are an American band, but...
Very
popular in the UK, and we've got Mr. Brightside. We need more songs like that where you can actually just... cheer him on and always sing to the crowd or sing to the players, you know, try to get the fire out of him, if you get what I mean.
I know in the darts, the player Nathan Aspinall uses Mr. Brightside as his walk-on song.
Yeah.
And he's always encouraging the crowd. He's like, you know, pointing, like saying, come on, sing, and everything. So that's what we need more of, especially in football.
I mean, it's like that when Michael Van Gerwen comes on.
Seven
Nation Army. Oh, Michael Van Gerwen. Sorry, that's my singing lady. That's quite shocking, really.
It's used a lot in football as well. It's always to get the crowd going. It's got the beat. But Mr. Brightside's over 20 years old now.
Yeah.
And the Killers album, Hot Fuzz... iconic album, of course, but it's still talked about and played so much that, as I mentioned, Mr. Brightside is one of the most streamed songs on Spotify, and it's always in the charts now. Still, 20 years on, it's always in the UK top 50.
I mean, there's always going to be classics that's still in the charts. I mean, like Billie Jean, Michael Jackson, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen.
There's loads.
There's loads. There's so many. But I mean, we ain't got time. We ain't got time to list all of them.
I mean,
it's going to take more than an hour to list actually all of them.
And if we played them, there'd be no talking. It'd literally be the full hour and some of the show.
Exactly. And actually, coming to the show, we're actually coming near to the end now. So, Oliver...
This is going to be like the... I'm not ending this in like a, you know, to upset everybody, but it is time to say goodbye to the Leadmill, of course. For 45 years, it's produced so many iconic musicians and bands, but also it's headlined, you know, there's been comedians on comedian nights. You've had Eddie Izzard, for example, who's performed there, and the nights, of course, the club nights, Leadmill Fridays, they were called. And you've had students, past and present now. You've had adults as well who've gone. And I remember, I just seen on the video, the last song, one of the last songs we played. I'm not playing it now, but Frank Sinatra's My Way was played as, you know, to say a final, like, you know, goodbye, Leadmill, thank you for the memories. And for myself and Chris, thank you for the memories, Leadmill.
And I want to say this as well. I mean, hopefully this is not the end as well. I mean, we're saying goodbye for now, but hopefully this is not the end. Hopefully it's a new beginning. Whatever the future is for Leadmill remains to be seen. But
as its current state,
we'll take it from there. Anyway, Oliver, you want to play our next song, so
just finally before. I mean, we've still got plenty of music venues in Sheffield. We've got Sydney and Matilda just around the corner from the studio. You've got Foundry and many pubs and clubs around in and around Sheffield, whether it's the outskirts of the city centre, always host like live music nights where so many musicians such as the Arctic Monkeys and Pulp can be born from and make their names there. Yeah. So the music scene's not dead. Yeah. Definitely not. It's still growing. It'll never die out, I don't think.
No. It's not going to die out. It's just going to change. It just changes. And I mean, like I say, we don't know what the future's going to bring. We don't know. We're not from the future, so we don't know what's going to happen, but we'll just have to wait and see and go along with the ride, really.
I mean, I don't have a crystal ball or anything, so I don't know what the future holds. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it survives and it still maintains its active status and its great status as well.
Yeah, just under new owners, but let's just see. Let's see what happens. So, anyway, we're coming near to the end of the show
Near the end, and this song goes quite well with what's been going on, and it is goodbye from myself and Chris until the next time.
See you around.
And thank you again, Leadmill. Thank you for all the memories, and we're going to leave you with this song from the Lars.
Goodbye.